show in Largo. Galoshes on the ground. What's happening?
Sir, I just stepped outside, and I have water on my raincoat. But wait, hold on. There is water on my briefcase as well.
What color is your briefcase, and what color is your raincoat?
My raincoat looks like I live in Pasco. It's camouflage. And my briefcase looks like I live in South Tampa. It is leather.
But sorry, sir.
That was good.
It was very good.
It was ripping on every city there is.
I love that. Skyler in the fashionable town of West Chase right now. What's happening out there?
It's a doozy, man. I'll tell you what. The big guy upstairs, he's pulling an R. Kelly on us right now. It's wet.
And what does it look like on Lineball right now, where there are several restaurants and shops that pay way too much money in rent?
Wet.
Thank you. 727-579-1025. James in Methner, you've got galoshes on the ground right now. What's happening out there?
Well, Drew, I wanted to say that the rain is coming in slow and steady, but all of the streets are clear in Methner. I repeat, all the streets are clear in Methner. Why? Because all the sinkholes are collecting all of the water.
Important to know. Do not use these sinkholes as a swimming pool. 727-579-1025. Travis in Dade City, home of Pearl in the Grove, where I believe they brought Mike Calta food this morning, winners of the Epic Chef Showdown at the Epicurean this week. Galoshes are on the ground in Dade City. What's happening, Travis?
Yes, Drew. Can confirm is slightly wetter here than other parts of the country at the moment. Keeping more updates on this. Back to you.
Back to us in the studio. Thank you very much. Tropical Storm Hermine, born of the remains of TD9. Hillsborough County court systems are closed tomorrow. If you had jury duty scheduled, I don't believe you have to show up, but don't quote me on that one. I'm not a legitimate source.
And if you have to go, guilty.
Absolutely. If you do have to show up, they're automatically guilty for inconveniencing you. Rob, you've got galoshes on the ground in Lutz. What's happening out there, Rob?
Actually, Drew, this isn't Rob. This is your mother-in-law, Merle. And just wanted to say, I'm floating down Lutz River right now. Pretty wet. There's a restaurant on the right-hand side. I'm going to probably float on in and grab a baggie to go. And then I think I'm going to float on down to the studio to say hi to you, Drew. What do you think about that?
Oh, I certainly can't wait for that, Merlin. It'll be great to catch up with you once again, and thank you. Thank you very much.
I even asked Xander if he wanted the candy, and he said no. 727-579-1025
and 800-771-1025.
That's nice that Merlin would float down here for you.
Oh, she certainly would. She gives until she can give no more, that is for sure. Noah, you've got galoshes on the ground along 7th Avenue in beautiful Ybor City right now, STD-free since 1993. What's happening out there?
Not much, man. This is Noah calling from the Ark. Just wanted to tell you guys, I'll see you in 39 days.
Oh, the Ark. And should we should we start gathering the animals two by two, Noah?
Too late. We already got them. See you in 39 days.
Wait, you got room left on the Ark for us?
No room.
No room?
We got on when we told you to.
Room?
727-579-1025.
That doesn't sound like the Noah that I know.
What the hell would Noah be doing in Ybor City?
Well, Noah would let people on the Ark. You kick off an antelope, you let us on.
Two antelopes. Don in Sarasota, galoshes on the ground. Give us your highly unqualified weather report, sir.
Drew, it's terrible. I had to turn my windshield wipers from low all the way to the medium setting. Drew, it's just terrible out here. It's terrible.
Are your hazard lights currently on, sir?
No, Drew, I'm not that person, Drew. I would not be that person with my hazard lights on. I'm not that terrible.
Thank you, because the mayor didn't say it, but he pretty much implied it, that it is martial law, and that if you are riding with your hazards on, it is a first-degree felony punishable by life in prison. Keep those hazards off. Headlights on, hazards off. 727-579-1025. Chris, galoshes on the ground in Newport Richey. Give us your highly unqualified weather report.
The blades of grass are wet, and my little princess of a dog will not go outside.
I feel this guy's pain.
Well, are you going to let your dog make on the carpet?
Let her. She's already done it twice today.
You heard it here, folks. animals tinkling on the carpet.
You got to give that guy some Prophets of Rage tickets for what he's going through today.
You're right, sir. Call back and we'll give those to you. Good luck getting through, though. We've got a lot of wannabe meteorologists on the line right now. Daryl's got galoshes on the ground in Largo. Daryl, give us your highly unqualified weather report.
Yes, it's really sunny and 91, and I'm really sweating.
In Largo?
Yes.
Largo, North Dakota.
Largo, Florida.
There's no sun in Largo, Florida right now, wise guy.
I know.
There's no time for your tomfoolery here.
It's called the highly inaccurate weather report. That was highly inaccurate.
It's not farcical. Lest anyone think this is a farcical weather report. Mike, what's happening in Wachula?
The rains are heavy, Drew, and the rivers and the creeks are rising, much like Seth Tate for preseason football.
Wonder what, if anyone can get us galoshes on the ground in the tailgating lots of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, God.
I want to know if there's anyone tailgating. Probably not, right?
Who could go to the game tonight?
Not me. You could offer me free seats on the 50-yard line, and no way am I going to that. I mean, I will be at Pin Chasers tonight, but that's indoors, and that's good quality fun. $10.25 for all you can bowl. Florida Buckeye guy on Twitter said, weather alert. I'm like Nikki looking at a cigarette. I'm wet. Oh, did you see her shoulders just slump down?
Come on, she's been nicotine-free for at least 3 months now.
That's what she says.
Samantha, your highly unqualified weather report. Galoshes on the ground in Newport Richey. What's up, Samantha?
Drew, I'm live at the Brass Flamingo. The strippers are excited because it's making it rain.
Well, is it making it rain indoors and out, Samantha?
Yes, they're running around the building. They're excited. They want to see it hail.
Do they have body scrub in hand getting a free shower?
Of course. We're in Tasco. This is what we do.
Thank you. The Brass Flamingo, they are making it rain. Weather alert in Valrico. The rain is coming down like sweat down Seth's head during Carline karaoke, according to Triple J 1969. 727-579-1025. I love the similes.
Especially the ones that include me.
Sharon, galoshes on the ground in Tampa right now. Give us your highly unqualified weather report.
I'm reporting directly from Nebraska Avenue, and it's pandemonium. The hookers are headed for higher ground.
Higher ground than Nebraska Avenue, my God. From the library lounge all the way to Temptations and whatnot. Where do you think they are headed, young lady?
I think they're headed for the Pink Pussycat. It's just been redone.
Well, hopefully it'll be a little bit drier there at the Pink Pussycat because nobody likes a wet Pink Pussycat. Thank you, Sharon. I appreciate the Nebraska Avenue update.
Thank you.
727-579-1025.
Those hookers better stay away from Bruce B. Downs.
You don't usually see hookers on the Bruce B. Downs.
Good.
I look. 727-579-1025. Brett, what's happening in Riverview where you have galoshes on the ground, sir?
Hello, Drew. Reporting to you live from Riverview. I just wanted to mention that it is super wet here, wetter than a Puerto Rican lovemaking night. It is absolutely pandemonium. And just like you said, the ladies here are fantastic. Very well, they're listening. Their headlights are on because their bras are off. Back to you in the studio.
Thank you. Our on-the-spot reporter, 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Tom is in Winter Haven with galoshes on the ground. Give us your highly unqualified weather report, sir.
Yes, Drew. I'm here in Winter Haven. I got to tell you, it's looking pretty crappy, and it's also raining.
Thank you. James in Lakeland.
Oh, the insanity, the insanity. My headlights are on. I'm driving. There is water hitting my windshield. And I have to turn my wiper blades on.
Intermittent, low or high?
High. The insanity, I'm telling you, Drew. It's awful. Just awful.
Stay strong. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. I believe we're going to check in on the Howard Franklin Bridge. It is rush hour at 5:17 in the afternoon. Joe, what's going on there on the Howard Franklin Bridge? Joe, hopefully you don't have your galoshes on the ground, but maybe on the floor of your car.
The galoshes are on the floor of the car, Drew. I have no reports right now currently of any meteors on our radar whatsoever. Actually, hang on, Drew. I'm getting a report right now that meteorology is not the study of meteors. So I apologize. Sorry about that.
Quite all right. It happens. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Meteorology, of course, the study of weather, not meteors. Zach, Tarpon Springs. Have the sponge docks managed to soak up all the excess water dumped on us by Tropical Storm Hermine?
Drew, the locals are frantically grabbing every sponge they can from the docks, trying to soak all this water up, but I'm watching them, and I just don't think they're going to be able to keep up with it.
Thank you for your highly unqualified weather report. Jim in Wesley Chapel, what's going on out there?
Well, Drew, I'm letting you know that the K has blown off the Applebee's marquee, and we are going to be forced to have karaoke on Tuesday in Wesley Chapel. And I have checked the slope. It is indeed slippery.
Give that guy a prize.
That's your walk-off right there.
And when there are extreme weather events, as there are right now with Tropical Storm Hermine, born of the ashes of TD9, we like to keep you abreast of the breaking developments.
It's been rough out in St. Pete all day.
St. Pete, I think, has been the hardest hit area, and I have to give kudos where they are due. Mayor Rick Kreisman, friend of the show, has kept St. Pete very informed, very aware of where the floodings are. As soon as I woke up, I saw that there were several drivers stranded who chose to ignore the turnaround, don't drown warnings. I believe it was on 54th Avenue, right off of 275. Mayor Rick Kreisman joins us right now. Schools are closed tomorrow. What else do we need to know, Mayor? And welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Drew. Thanks for having me on. And thanks for not leading into this segment with Purple Rain.
Not a problem.
In all seriousness, the other thing, and I appreciate you mentioning about the road closures, 700, 800 block of Snell Isle Boulevard is another road that's been closed. But really right now, that one of the biggest thing that we can, the two biggest things we can ask our residents in St. Pete to do is to do their best to minimize their water use. The less waste we send to our system, the less chance we have of having to discharge any rainwater and diluted wastewater into the bay. So if you live in St. Pete, and especially in South Pinellas and South St. Pete, if you can hold off as long as possible on doing your laundry, doing the dishes, family members may not like this last one, but even taking a shower, the most you can hold off on that, the more you can hold off, the better it is for us, the less water it puts back into our system.
So you're saying that Seth Kushner, St. Petersburg resident, who normally takes four baths a night.
Three showers a day, sometimes two if I don't have time.
Should dial it back until we see this storm move away from us.
Well, we would greatly appreciate that. We know you all might not, but we certainly would, and our folks in our public works department would definitely appreciate that.
Well, certainly.
What was your last shower, Mayor Kreisman?
I'm sorry?
What was your last shower?
You know, I took my shower before the rain started hitting, so I'm good to go. But the other thing, there is one other thing too that we want to really stress, and this is more safety related. It is, you know, if you can stay off the roads, do so. And in particular, don't drive into areas where you can, you know, where it's flooded, you can see the water. Even if you're in a higher vehicle, you know, it's best to avoid it. And if you can't, take it slow, because the wake that you put out behind your car could be the same wake that ends up inside somebody's house. And we just don't want to see that happen if we can avoid it.
Certainly. We are speaking with St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman about this storm that has dumped a ton of water everywhere in the Tampa Bay area, especially in Pinellas County. Were you ready for the amount of rain that you got this morning, and are you ready for what's going to happen tomorrow, Your Honor?
You know, I, in all honesty, I don't know if you can ever be ready for how much potentially there is, because you just don't know. All you can do is do the best job you can in preparing. And I think our team, in particular, everybody in our public works department, from our administrator Claude Tankers Lee down to the folks that work in the lift stations, they've been busting their humps to do their best to get us prepared. You know, we've tried to clean out the drains and so the water could flow. We've, prior to the rain starting, drained all of our storage tanks as best as we could and as much as we could. And I got to give them a major hats off, because We wanted to create an additional 3 million gallons of storage at Albert Witted. Originally, we were told it was going to take 4 months, and our guys were able to get it done in 2 months.
Wow.
So we've had that storage capacity available to us. So they've just done a great job doing the best that they could to get us ready for this storm and the amount of rain that's been anticipated. But, you know, they're just there's never any guarantees when it comes to Mother Nature.
Sure. And we're speaking with St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman. Just to keep everyone aware, the St. Pete police are advising that 5th Ave North near 60th Street flooded, 30th Ave North between 60th and 66th flooded, flooding at 89th Ave and 4th Street, flooding at 83rd Ave North and Riverside. These are areas to avoid at all costs. Seth Kushner.
Mayor, when the storm hits us tomorrow, will you be hunkering down somewhere? Do you have to be in multiple places tomorrow? Are you going to just try to stay in one place?
And thanks for using the term hunkering down.
Sure.
I'll be at City Hall, and you know, I'm going to be standing by to go anywhere I need to be in order to address any situation that we have. You know, we want to encourage people to follow our at St. Pete PD on Twitter for updates on road closures. You know, again, you know, we're asking everybody to stay off the roads. Obviously, our public safety personnel and those in city government who are needed to make decisions, we're going to be at our jobs, and our folks are going to be working and mobilized, you know, 24 hours a day to deal with this storm and do everything we can to minimize its impacts.
Sure. We're speaking with St. Petersburg Mayor Rick Kreisman. It's very important to note, folks, that while Pinellas County schools close tomorrow, Hillsborough as well, if your kids are off tomorrow, do not let them play in the creeks that have been formed, in the puddles, etc., because as we know, water moccasins, gators, down power lines, many hazards out there. Resist the temptation to let your kid go put his floaties on and go play in the street or the swamp. Right, Your Honor?
Absolutely, and I appreciate you mentioning that. You know, it's when you can't see what's in there, you just don't know, and you're always better off being safe and not doing those things. I know it's hard for kids to resist because it's so tempting when you see that, but you're absolutely right. You just don't know what's in the water, and it's just not worth it.
It's not. And this just in from St. Pete Police Department on Twitter, STPETEPD, 70th Avenue North, flooded between MLK Street North to 16th Street North. Don't drive if you don't have to. Let's be careful out there on the commute. Your Honor, it's a pleasure catching up. I'm sorry that it has to be under such dire circumstances sometimes, but you do a phenomenal job providing our St. Pete listeners with important information and insight. Hope tomorrow goes relatively as smoothly as it can go for you, and that we can start getting this water out. And let's remind people out there, no laundry, no excessive showering, no washing machine usage, and stuff like that.
Absolutely. And I always appreciate the opportunity to come on your show, Drew. And, you know, I think we all in our city feel very fortunate to have been spared, even though we're getting a lot of rain, a lot of water, but it could be a whole lot worse if we were facing the brunt of the storm. And we got lucky this time, and you know, we're going to continue to work on and invest in our system so that we're ready the next time.
Yep, and we will pass along your support and well wishes to Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn, who will join us as soon as we are done with your phone call. So thank you, Mayor Kreisman. Be safe tomorrow and stay as dry as possible, all right?
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You got it. Take care. Acting as a buffer between the two mayors, the man who puts the boof in buffer, Sean Daly, former television personality. What's up, Sean?
I'm furious, Drew.
What's wrong?
I'm furious with your co-host.
With who? SBK? What did he do?
No, I love SBK. He's a good friend. Seth totally screwed me on my fantasy football team. Can I air my grievances real quick?
Well, sure. Go ahead.
In between you saving the region, can I talk about my problems for
a
bit?
Yeah, I mean, why would we want to get people more information on this storm that is soaking and flooding the area when you can bust Seth's balls about fantasy football?
I'm trying to provide relief to the region as well through comedy and through anger. No, let me just say this, okay? On Sunday, we had a delightful brunch with Seth and Phoebe and Ava Daly, Maya Daly, and myself at Chichio. Okay?
Okay.
And we're having this nice brunch, and Seth pulls me aside and says, hey, look at my phone.
He's like, check this out. I helped Belcher, Kelly Belcher, with his fantasy football team for 3 hours the other day. 3 hours.
That is true.
That's like Avatar. That's 3 hours like the length of Avatar. So I'm like, oh, what a nice friend. That's really nice. I'm like, hey, I have a fantasy football draft coming up. Maybe you could help me. He's like, sure. So last night, I'm in this ridiculous thing. Nobody really wants to talk about fantasy football, but these nerds from Memphis, I'm getting crushed because I had Antonio Brown. They're angry about that, so I'm a marked man.
Okay.
I asked Seth for one, the name of one wide receiver. I get nothing. Oh. I get nothing. He offers me no help whatsoever.
Hold on.
Deshaun Jackson. He could have said one name, and I would have been like, oh, what a great friend. I can see what Charlie sees in him.
Hold on.
What
Let
a
me,
good guy.
Hold on, Daly. Hold on. First of all, Daly was texting me at 10 o'clock last night, so I was asleep. The second thing is that Daly's in an auction draft. So he sits around with guys, they call out a name of a player, and then they start bidding. I don't know who's on the board. I don't know how much money Daly has. There's no conceivable way I can help Sean Daly in an auction draft. And he was there for 5 hours last night.
No, Seth, you're twisting it around. I asked for one name. Tyler Lockett. Say anybody. You don't vulture for the Avatar. You don't vulture for 3 hours.
Well, Sean, I'd love to continue this very important discussion on fantasy football, but unfortunately for you, you were sandwiched between mayors today. You had Rick Kreisman on the front end, a Sean Daly innard, and then on the other end, we have his honorable Mayor Bob Buckhorn, who's been good enough to give us some time, so we will bid you adieu.
But Sean Daly's getting back on TV Friday and Monday.
Real quick look, Friday and Monday, ABC Action News, the morning.
His Honor, Mayor Bob Buckhorn of the city of Tampa, joins us right now, preempting the announcement of Sean Daly's return to television.
Man, that was wrong.
Mayor Buckhorn, how's your day been so far?
Drew, that was cold. You just kicked that guy to the curb.
Hey, I had to. You're a busy guy. You're working your butt off right now. You got a Buccaneers game going on in your own backyard that was moved up from tomorrow. You got sandbags, road closures, floodings everywhere. I got no time for Sean Daly.
If I'm not filling sandbags, I'm killing mosquitoes. So it's been a busy week.
Man, what do we need to know first and foremost? I know Hillsborough County schools are closed tomorrow. Your gut feeling tell you they're going to be reopened on Friday so the kids can go back for one day before the Labor Day holiday, Your Honor?
My sense is probably yes. Just, watching the track of this storm, it's going to be a heavy rain day tomorrow. I don't anticipate we're going to have an awful lot of wind and not a lot of tidal surge, but there will be a lot of rain, and in the best interest of those kids and keeping them safe, the school system did the right thing.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. You never want to be the guy trying to play catch up there. You want to be a little proactive, and that's exactly what you did with the school closures. Tell us the up-to-the-minute information that we need to know in Hillsborough County right now as we feel the effects of Tropical Storm Hermine.
Well, Drew, one of the things that I hope people will pay attention to and take advantage of is that in light of the school system closing tomorrow, we're going to keep all of our parks and recreation centers open all day. Because a lot of those moms and dads that are out there that maybe are single-parent households that don't have an opportunity to find child care right away, maybe can't afford it, I don't want those kids home alone. So we're going to open up our parks and recreation centers. We want them to come and be, in a place where there are adults where they can play. So they're not going to be sitting at home or worse yet, out on the streets in either dangerous weather conditions or in a dangerous environment. So, my reaction to the school system closing was, okay, I'm going to provide shelter and a place for these kids to play and just be kids. So hopefully folks who are listening will take advantage of that.
We are speaking with Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn about the effects of Tropical Storm Hermine. SBK, a question for his honor.
Yes, I live in Tampa. Can I take a shower tonight?
Well, you've needed a shower for a long time. So
I tonight in particular.
Why, do you have a date tonight or something?
I like to stay fresh, man. I mean, come on.
Yeah, you're way beyond fresh. I'll tell you that. This may be the first. You go stand outside. It may be the first shower you've had in a week.
Hey! So I'm gonna say yes and fill up my pool.
And I'm gonna throw a dunk in that pool and kill whatever's on you and some of those mosquito larvae.
Oh, geez.
Mayor Buckhorn coming in hot. Yeah, I love it. Right. What is South Tampa like right now, Mayor Buckhorn? Because I used to live in that area, and we all know about the draining problems that they have in a normal rain event. There's a lot of flooding. Are there any impassable roads right now?
Not at this point, but we anticipate tomorrow there will be. We all know the areas, Drew, especially since you live there, that are low-lying, that tend to collect water. My recommendation, and this may be in the form of a mayoral order, please don't drive through standing water. I mean, that's how your car gets flooded. That's how we end up having to put our police officers and firefighters at risk to come in and get you. You end up blocking the street. I can't get a fire truck through there. So don't be stupid. Don't drive through standing water, whether you think you can get through it or not. Yeah. We've got barricades already pre-positioned. So when those roads need to be shut down, our police officers will be out there putting those barricades up to keep people out of it. Don't drive around the barricade. They're there for a reason, to protect you and your investment in your automobile.
Sure.
But, you know, we're used to these things. We train for them all year, Drew. We just need people to use common sense and avoid low-lying areas.
Yeah, and unfortunately, common sense is not too common sometimes. I love the fact that what you said, the recreation facilities will be open tomorrow so everyone can have a safe place to play, escape the rain. Very important to remember that turnaround. Don't drown. And we talked to Mayor Rick Kreisman right before we talked to you about the importance of when your kids are off tomorrow, if you are monitoring them, don't let them play in makeshift swamps and creeks, because you don't know what kind of wildlife might be lurking in there, right, Your Honor?
Oh, absolutely, or worse. You know, the last time, last year, both St. Petersburg and Tampa had some stormwater issues because of the volume of water, and some of those sewer pipes were popping their tops, and you don't want your kid running around and swimming in that pond. The water is not safe. So just keep them inside. Keep them away from standing water. You know, there's potentially snakes in there. There's glass. There's all kinds of things that we don't want children coming into contact with. Keep them at home. Put Netflix on. If you're a working mom and you need to be somewhere, take them to one of the city parks and recreation centers. We've opened them all up all day tomorrow. And so we'll get through this, Drew, but we just got to use common sense.
No question. SBK, a question for Tampa Mayor Bob
Buckner. Well, I'm new to Tampa, and I'm just wondering, Mayor, can I raise chickens in Tampa?
Can you raise chickens?
Yes.
Well, if you go to Ybor City, you can see them running all over the streets.
Well, that's where I got them. That's where I got them from.
Yeah, you stole one, I'll bet.
he ran in the car. Yeah,
I suppose there are ways that you can raise chickens appropriately. I remember City Council had a big debate about it last year. So I would check with the codes. I don't see why not, but I'm not sure you want to make a habit of it. Your neighbors aren't going to be too happy.
No, they're not. Seth Kushner, a question for Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn.
Mayor Buckhorn, this storm isn't taking your focus off Zika at all, is it?
Actually, no, but it's compounding the problem because, as we all know, there'll be a lot of standing water after this storm, and that's where those mosquito larvae grow. I would ask anybody, go out after the storm's done. Check any of your pots, any of your fountains, any of your planters that have standing water in it. It doesn't take more than a cupful of water for those mosquito larvae to breed. Turn them over, clean them up, empty that water, help us help you. But the Zika issue is real. It's coming this way. We all know that. So we gotta take precautions to make sure that we don't leave standing water around and allow those damn mosquitoes to breed.
And finally, Your Honor, was there any thought given to canceling the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game that was scheduled for Thursday as opposed to moving it to tonight, or was that not an option due to the NFL?
Well, that's not something I have any control over. I mean, I get blamed for the weather and the performance of the Bucs, and I can't control either. They're going to do what's right by the players and the fans, and, you know, I'm sure they're going to make the right decision. It's going to be awful conditions to play in tonight, but it would be worse tomorrow, and I think it would be a safety issue for the fans. So, you know, they generally do the right thing. I just, you know, I want them healthy. I want them winning. I was actually with Coach Dungy today at Monsignor Higgins' funeral, and it's always great to see Coach Dungy, who we're all so proud of.
Oh, no question. Seth Kushner, finally.
Mayor, what is your prediction for the Bucs this year? What do you think their record's going to be?
I'm going to – how many total games? 16?
Yeah.
16.
I'm going with 9-7.
Very tentative 9-7 predicted by Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn, which would be good enough to get them into the playoffs. Let's hope that happens. Mayor Buckhorn, always great to catch up with you. Thank you very much to Ashley Bauman for helping us facilitate this process. Let's speak soon. Everyone stay safe out there, and I hope tomorrow goes smoothly and dryly for you. Thanks a lot for joining us, Your Honor.
You got it, guys. Take care.
You too.